This podcast is sponsored by Intentional Living Magazine, your ultimate guide created to help infuse purpose and passion into your everyday life. From expert features that provide valuable insights to thought-provoking content that sparks transformation, this magazine and online platform is a perfect source of inspiration for all of those of us who truly believe in the power of intentional choices.
Welcome to today's podcast.
Today we wanted to do a bit of a personal development podcast and give you an insight into our life performance quiz.
Yeah.
So get yourself a pen and paper, give yourself around about 20 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then listen to the questions. I'm going to take you through 10 questions and I'm going to ask you to rate yourself in those areas of life and let us know what your scores were. We'd love to know, and anything that you've got from this. Yeah. So, enjoy.
Hello, hello. We're coming in your ears from Liverpool today, Claire.
You didn't do the cheesy. That wasn't as cheesy as what you did when we were off set. You need to be more cheese.
Right, let's try it. I'll do it in a minute. I'll do it when you least expect it. Hello. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this episode. I don't think it'll be too long, but it's going to be very, very profound.
Profound. Okay, so the episode that we've decided to talk about today is something that we use pretty much every day with our new clients, mm-hmm. all of our new clients. And we use something that's evolved. It has evolved, but it's now called the Life Performance Quiz.
It is.
And it's a fundamental piece of the self-awareness strategy.
It is.
And our self-awareness strategy is massively important when we're onboarding a new client. So mm-hmm. when we are starting work with somebody, we want to get a snapshot of what life looks like for them, what their perception is, what their discernment is around what their life looks and feels like. Mm-hmm. And so we decided we're going to do this today. Mm-hmm. And hopefully for you watching or listening, you'll be able to join in and have a look at your life performance mm-hmm. quiz and your results, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, this is one of our free resources as well, isn't it? That we anyone can do. But we thought, you know what, we'll do this as an episode of the podcast and ask you the questions. So if you can get yourself a piece of paper and pen, and I'm going to ask you a series of 10 questions, and I'm going to ask you to rate yourself where you think you are in all of these areas of life. And going back to Jules's point around the self-awareness piece, personal development and change in our lives comes from the first protocol is awareness and self-awareness. And are we aware of our thoughts? Are we aware of our beliefs? Are we aware of our values? Are we aware of why we're here, what mm-hmm. our passions are? Do we know what our strengths are? Do we know what our development areas are, or weaknesses are, as I like to call them, because we've all got them. Jules calls them areas of wisdom.
Well done.
So,
well done.
Yeah, I know.
And can we just say, before we go into this, there is no right or wrong.
No.
And my awareness strategy of Claire, she's very bossy. She's fun of a boss.
Bossy day to day, kiddo.
Very bossy.
Just tell me to fuck off.
No, I won't do that. There's no right or wrong. It just is. And what you answer today doesn't mean it's going to be the same answer tomorrow, because we have got ability to choose. And it's all about having a starting point from which to decide whether you want to change stuff or not.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you questions about the 10 areas of your life, and you can class these as the well-being pillars. But it's about how if we look at all of these areas of our life, which make up our life as a human being, and see where they are, where we actually are aware of them, or we do them quite well, or not. So 1 to 10, you've got 10 topics. I'm going to ask you a question and I'm going to ask you to rate yourself. You can do this with me today, actually, if you want, for yourself. 1 or 0 being, oh my God, no, I actually don't do any of that in my life in that area, to 10 being, oh yeah, all day, I'm great. It happens. So first question, number one, in the first area is your romantic relationships. So how would you rate the romantic relationships in your life? So one would be, I feel quite lonely, I've got no partners, and I've got poor relations, to 10, that you have a romantic, loving and sensual sexual relationship with a loving partner. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you with your romantic relationships? You don't have to give us your answers, by the way. You can if you want.
To be honest, this is one of the, this is one of the questions that actually actually scores generally either really, really low or really, really high. Mm-hmm. There's very rarely something in between.
Yeah.
It's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's like at this point in time when you're doing this quiz, this is just where you are right now. And if you might do this, this will give you awareness, go, actually, I'm really low on the romantic relationship and maybe I do need to connect more with my partner. Yeah. Or maybe you might not have a partner and maybe you're absolutely fine with that because it's the relationship with yourself. But maybe this might help you to start looking into a partner. So there's no right or wrong with this. And then looking at the next one, number two, is wider relationships. How would you rate the quality of people around you? How do they leave you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 when you're with them? Are they good influence? Are they supportive? Are they honest? And it can include family and friends, colleagues and children. So it's the wider relationships. So I'll just leave you a few moments to answer that one. Scale of 1 to 10.
That's quite a big one as well, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Again, people will identify, well, with these people, it's really good. With other people, it's not. So again, this is just highlighting to you whether people are draining the living daylights out of you or whether they light you up. Because again, you can choose.
Yep.
And the majority of the people, when they answer this, it's typically family.
Family is the biggest challenge because there's a level of obligation.
Yeah.
So they feel like they have to put up with certain things because it's family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Next one, number three, is sense of adventure. How would you rate your spontaneity and love of adventure? For example, traveling, seeking out new places, people, exploring. Could even be going to a different restaurant on a midweek night or something, do you know what I mean? Or skydiving or mountain climbing. Or just doing something different. So sense of adventure.
What's the difference between having that sense of adventure in your head?
And doing it.
Is that a valid question?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, with this, I'd say it's about doing it, isn't it? It's like, it's great to say, oh, I'd love to climb that mountain. I mean, I want to climb Kilimanjaro and Mount Everest.
Do you?
I'd love to do
it's
it.
It's too cold for
but
me.
But that's like... I need to make that happen because I know I get some sense of satisfaction out of it.
Start with the Yorkshire Three Peaks first.
Yeah. But again, it doesn't have to be something like that. It could literally be starting a new hobby. It
choosing
could be
something different on the menu.
Yeah. Wearing a different colour than your normal colour that you would wear. It's just where are you with that sense of adventure?
Thank you.
Environment. Like you did axe throwing.
I'm not
that's
being funny.
Bloody. That's a bit adventurous, isn't it?
Seriously? I think I got a 10 for that.
Yeah, there you go. What are you going to do this month?
I don't know, but I'm going to do something.
And then the next one is number four, and that's your environment. How would you rate your immediate environment? So I always think about your bedroom, your home, your car, your office.
Hideous.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Right now, when you said that, my solar plexus is going, Jules, you need to throw things away. So I think we talked about this on the way in. I said, I need boxes, Claire. I need boxes. I need to get rid of stuff.
So we'll get some boxes for you so you can go and declutter. So this is about how, is it clean? Is it organised? Have you got a clean car interior? Is it organised? Is it decluttered? Have you got a tidy desk space? Yeah. Have you got an organised diary? So it's all of that. So where are you with your environment? Because that affects us massively.
Yeah.
If we're cluttered up and we're disorganised, it can make us, our minds the same. 1 to 10. And then the next one is health, fitness and nutrition. 2, 3, 4. This is number 5. Okay. How do you take care and prioritize your health, food and fitness? 1 to 10.
I prioritize my health. Food and fitness is kind of...
It's about finding what's right for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So be honest with your answer, Jules. Be honest with your answers on this, people.
I am honest. I just, again, your perception of fitness and my perception of fitness are different, and that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I would rather boil my head than go to the gym. So I'd walk instead. So again, it's about perception and understanding.
Okay. Next one is number 6, and that's spirituality.
Yeah.
And that is, how would you rate your levels of self-belief? Do you spend time reading, watching personal development videos, practicing meditation, journaling, or other methods of self-care? So it's about connecting to soul, connecting to source.
Some people might not understand the connecting to source bit.
It's connecting to who you are.
Yeah. And that's the whole purpose Spirit. Of this.
And that's the whole purpose of this life performance quiz, absolutely. So 1 to 10. And then the next one is ongoing learning, which I feel could be quite similar to the spirituality piece, because I think when you start doing more learning and personal development, that's when you do actually connect to who you are. But ongoing learning, how would you rate your attitude to learning? For example, growing knowledge and wisdom, reading, going on new learning opportunities, personal development, going to seminars, going to classes, watching YouTube videos. Where would you rate yourselves there?
I'm a 1 energy. I love learning.
So you're a 10 on that one, I'd say.
I'm a 10 on learning.
You love it, don't you?
I do.
Which, again, the more that you, if you're learning about something that you love, it's easy then.
I've got to love it.
Yeah, yeah,
if
yeah.
not, I don't want to know anything about it. I'm not, it's either all or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally get that. And then the next one is about career success or business success. How would you rate your personal satisfaction in your work? So in your job, in your role, or in your business, are you in the rat race, or does your work give you purpose and excite you?
Yeah, this came up yesterday, didn't it? When we were delivering to a group of amazing project managers. And I think there's a very individual response to the word success.
Yeah.
Because defining success is down to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the guy say? He said, because you could be really successful, you could be a really successful business person, the top of the game, but really unhappy.
Yeah.
And again, well, if the top of the business game is your definition of success, that doesn't necessarily relate to my definition of success.
Yeah, that's what we're taught to believe success is, isn't it? So the business, the role that you are within your career, the house, the cars, the holidays, the clothes.
The stuff.
And again, that can be success for someone, but success to other people is different. So success to you know, you could, yesterday, some people, just when we spoke to them, it's like they want to come in, they want to do their job, they want to make the project work, they want to save, and they want to go home and they want to forget about work at the end of the day and be present with the family.
Yeah.
Which is that some people just want to be a really good mom. Mm-hmm. And when I say just, I don't mean just that. That's a massive job. They want to be a really good parent and they want to homeschool.
Yeah.
That's success to them. So it's different to everyone.
But, and it can change throughout life.
Yeah. I know mine was definitely the houses, the cars, the business, the money.
Before.
Yeah. It's still nice to have nice things. But I don't let that define me.
Yeah, 100%.
It's the work that we do that I love doing. So yeah, when you think of career success, that question is, how would you rate your personal satisfaction in your work, your job, your business, or your vocation? Are you in the rat race? Are you just on that treadmill and going to work because it pays a wage? Or does this question make you think, oh my God, yeah, I'm a one. I'm absolutely in the wrong job. Okay, well, what would you like to do?
Yeah.
Like what does success look like to you? Yeah. So that one's a big one, because a lot of us work, a lot of us have a career, or roles to play in an organisation. So, and a lot of our life revolves around that. So massive question. With that one, make sure that you're doing something that you really enjoy and you love, because it isn't just about the money.
Yep.
And then we've got the number 9 is creativity. And this is an interesting one. How creative are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Because when you ask this question, unless you're like an artist or a musician or an actor, people are like, oh my God, I'm just not creative. And we are. We're all creators. So
creatively dressed, creatively
make food.
I
need to be more creative with my food. I need to like stop just slapping stuff together. But you know, we create our meals, we create our day, we create the clothes that we wear, we create relationships with people. We are creators. We do create things, but I think what everyone associates it with...
painting.
Music, painting, which, again, is very therapeutic and great for a lot of people. So it could be music, it could be painting, it could be writing, journaling, it could be photography, it could be gardening, it could be designing something, it could be cooking, it could be designing a course, it could be designing a... We decorate our rooms in the home. So we create all the time. So where are you in your levels of creativity?
I think I'm quite creative.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah.
Community service, number 10, last one. And this is where people go, oh my God. This is a community service or voluntary work or connecting with other people is a massive thing for our well-being, and for us to feel part of a community is huge as human beings. So how much do you give back to your local community? And, you know, for example, giving up your time or making donations, maybe it could be going into a school, maybe it could be volunteering in a neighbourhood community project. It could even be brushing up the next door neighbour's leaves who's too old to get out there. You know what I'm, do you know what I mean?
It's just,
where are you serving your community? Are you actively, you know, just being there in a community or doing something with other people? Doesn't have to be anything major. I don't want you to feel guilty about that. Some people feel guilty when I ask them that question. But it's just, when you do something and you serve in a community and help someone, because we've got our free Facebook group, haven't we? And we've got quite a few things that we donate time and energy to. It feels really good. It feels lovely to be part of something, doesn't it? So again, as human beings, it's a massive thing. So rate yourself on that last one, 1 to 10 for community service. Okay. And then add your scores up. And then I'm just going to give you the score ratings and then some questions that you can journal on from analysing the scores. So, and we can talk about a little bit about this afterwards. So in terms of the scores, did you want to ask something?
No, I think you're going to answer me now.
I think it's coming.
Telepathic.
I can give you colds over Zoom and everything.
Seriously.
So if you score between 10 and 24. We're calling that gear one. You're feeling stuck in a rut with your life and you've lost your mojo and you class yourself as a bit of a lost soul. And that's okay, because this is the awareness.
We see you.
Yeah. Gear two, 25 to 39, if you've scored there. Some days you're motivated and some days you can't seem to face getting out of bed. Life feels a little bit up and down. You'd like a smoother ride, but your foot feels like it's on both the gas and the brake at the same time.
bunny hopping.
That's like that last week. Gear three, if you score between 40 to 54, you're stuck in a 30-mile-an-hour zone with a police car up your backside, constantly wanting to pick up the pace, but worried about taking the risk.
We meet quite a lot of people in gear three.
Uh-huh, we do.
Like, seriously. Yeah.
Gear four
is
if you score between 55 to 69, that number makes me laugh, you're starting to gather momentum, but you might not know your destination.
I'm not going there. Yeah.
Okay. And then gear 5, 70 to 84. If you scored here, you're driving along in a controlled manner, but you know you want to upgrade your vehicle to the next make and model.
Ooh.
And then cruise control is if you score between 85 and 100 and it's your life is in the flow lane. You feel happy, fulfilled, and you know where you're heading, yet you feel there's room for improvement and to get to that next level. You might need a little bit of support.
Yep.
It's a good place to be. The great thing is about this is it's giving you some awareness of where you are. And whether you do this now or whether you do this again, I say try and do this every 3 months because it will just get you, give you that awareness because we do get stuck on the treadmill of life again. But to analyze your scores, this is, as I say, this has been designed to highlight the areas that you might not remember or you've forgotten about. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions on the back of this. What do your scores tell you out of those 10 areas? What areas in your life need attention?
Mm-hmm.
So write that question down and have a little journal on that one. I'll ask that again, actually. What do your scores tell you? And out of 10 areas, what areas in your life need attention?
And they might all need attention, or just some might need attention. And if they all need attention, then you don't need to do it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just say, look at the ones that you feel you want to do first.
Yeah, don't be overwhelmed. It's starting little and small and being consistent. The next question, I've got two more questions. What do you want from life? Big question.
Massive question.
Journal on this one. And then part of this second question is another question. What is your ultimate destination in how you want to be and feel in life? Mm-hmm. What is your ultimate destination in how you want to be and feel in life? And the third one, the next question, the last question, how will you know when you get there? How will you know when you get there? So when you've explored what you want life to be like, how do you want to feel? Then what does it look and feel like? What does it sound like? Who are you with? Where are you in the world? So really painting that picture so that you can show up the best you can to live the life that you want to live, what you came here for.
Excuse me, sorry, Claire. I think when we ask that question, sometimes it can be quite a big question.
Sorry, just coughing. We're like twins.
Coughing Bob. it can be quite a big question that. What does
massive.
It look like? And some people have no idea. And you know what? That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay because you don't want to force it. But if you know that you want more than you've got right now, that's the first bit. It's just the acknowledgement piece, isn't it? And then go, right, well, what is it I want? And don't have to force the answer. Just allow yourself some space to feel into it. And the reason that we're called Space and Freedom is that so many people say to us, oh God, I just want space and freedom. And you go, okay.
Yeah.
And what does that look like? Well, I'm not really sure. Okay. So again, it's not just necessarily what it looks like, but one of the questions that you asked there that was really important is what does it feel like?
What does it feel like? What does it sound like?
What do you look
Where
like
are
in it?
You? What do you look like? What do you feel like? And it's that whole bigger picture thing. And again, because we do this all the time and we've been doing it for a long time, I assume that people...
No.
And it's like, well, I've never been asked that question before. And it is a big question.
Yeah.
And some people will need months, years to discover that. But it's a journey and it's about enjoying the journey, isn't it? Some people might know within minutes of them just writing it out and then it can change. So, yeah, pretty big open questions. But it's about, again, when we ask open questions, who, where, why, what, when, how, that's about opening up the brain to look for the different possibilities than what we think that we've been left with or dealt with.
Yeah, I've just had the thought.
Ooh.
I know.
Go on, what is it?
We don't cover purpose in that questionnaire, do we? We do it under, we cover something under success, but we don't cover purpose. And I think purpose is so important. purpose is massively important for well-being, holistic mm-hmm. well-being, because it if you're living your life with purpose and meaning.
I feel that that probably helps them get to find the purpose, but it doesn't ask the question. So we need to put that on at the end.
Yeah, maybe just add that. So, okay, so what's the call to action for people that are listening or watching?
Yeah, so if this has been helpful, please share this episode, because again, it's like a personal development episode. It'll really help with the awareness of your life, and for you to show up as a better person to your family, to your friends, for you. We do have this on our website, but we're just getting the website sorted at the minute. So if you cannot get this electronically on the website, then obviously write the questions down from this podcast.
I'd love to hear from people.
Yeah. Let us know. So you can DM us on our Instagram at We Are Space and Freedom, or you can actually contact us via the website, which is a contact us page, which is www.spaceandfreedom.com.
Or email us hello at spaceandfreedom.com. Yeah. And let us know what gear you're in and if any of this was interesting and has it made you want to make some changes.
Mm-hmm. And also, because we can use them in other podcast episodes, also let us know what more you would like to hear.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So thank you for that.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. Felt like a teacher.
You are a teacher. Mm, teach me every day, love.
I do.
Not cooking, but you teach me every day.
I try you every day, don't I?
You do try me, yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, when they said some things are sent to trials. Yeah. It's almost like, it's like you're like my obstacle course. No, I
just
love
don't
you.
Throw
I'm
an
absolutely
at my head.
No, I won't, my love. Right, well, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And we'd love
us.
To hear from you. Namaste.
Namaste. No, not namaste. Ta-ra.
See, look, I'm trying you.
I know
you're mirroring me today.
Shut it.